兄姐妹，各位朋友，大家早安。
Brothers and sisters, the friends, good morning.
很高兴能够再回到大家当中。
It's so a blessing to come and be in the midst.
时间过得很快，当那一天我离开的时候，到今天已经很快两个月就过去了。
It's 2 months away.
就好像我们所知道的，假使你没事干的时候，时间过得很慢。
We all know if you have nothing to do, time seems very slow.
当时间过得很快的时候，就表示说我们有好多事情在做。
But if you feel like time flies, means you have a lot of things to do.
今天我要用这段经文来跟大家分享有关于宣教方面我们应该有的认识。
I'd like to share with you this passage in regarding to particularly to mission.
首先，我要谢谢各位的代祷。
First of all, I'd like to thank you for your prayers.
虽然在两个月当中身体有些不舒服。
Even though I feel not so comfortable.
我感谢神，当初出去的时候计划要做的都做了。
But praise God, the things I planned to do when I left is all accomplished.
真的神是一步一步的带领我们。
God is really lead us step by step.
我们所念的刚刚那段经文里面有告诉我们说
In the scripture we just read,
主耶稣基督告诉门徒说庄稼已经熟了。
Jesus said to his disciples, the harvest is ready.
要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
那我们知道主耶稣在这里讲的庄稼是什么呢？
What is the harvest in this context?
当然，不只是你眼睛所看到的田野里面的庄稼。
It's pretty evident. It's not just what you see in the field.
主耶稣在这里说庄稼是指人。
If the harvest means souls.
是哪些人呢？
Who are the souls?
就像我们念的圣经里告诉我们说，哦，请你往前面去，大概没有那一张。这一个人就是在经文里面所告诉我们的，当主耶稣他在走遍各城各乡的时候，他看见许多的人，他就怜悯他们。
Those are the people when Jesus are going to villages, those he had, those are for rest, those are who are helpless.
那为什么主会怜悯他们呢？
Why, you know, Jesus Christ have mercy, compassion on them?
圣经说他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
The scripture says they are,
第三节。
Okay.They are harassed just like no shepherd.
这些人就是主耶稣所谓的庄稼。
Those people are the harvest.
你也可以说这些人是还没有信耶稣基督的人。
You can also infer those who have not believed in Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的心里面，假使一个人还没有信耶稣。
In Jesus' mind, if one who has not believed in him,
还没有得到救恩,
he has not received the salvation,
在主耶稣的心里就想, 这些人是一个, 可是一些可怜的人。
In his mind, those people are pitiful.
因为他们没有牧人来带领他们。
Because they don't have a shepherd to lead them to the gospel.
各位你们知道假使没有牧人的话，我们一个人活在世界上的光景是怎么样呢？
We can imagine how we live in a world without a shepherd.
你什么事都要自己做。
You are on your own on everything.
你可以想象一只羊，假使在野地里走来走去的时候。
You can imagine a sheep that going wild in the field.
假使有狼来了。
If your wolf comes.
那他怎么办？
How is the, you know, the sheep going to react?
他只能逃跑。
He's going to fly.
但是假使有牧人的话，
But if there is a shepherd,
这个牧人就会保护他。
The shepherd will protect the sheep.
而且不止保护他，牧人会喂养他。
Not only protect the sheep, but also feed them.
所以没有主耶稣基督，在耶稣的眼光里，就是那么的可怜。
So in Jesus' eye, if no sheep without salvation. They're just like a sheep without the shepherd.
刚刚打出来诗篇二十三篇，请你再把它打出来。
In Psalm 23.
这一篇诗篇我们都很喜欢。
It's one of our favorite.
这是大卫写的诗篇。
It's written by King David.
大卫领受从神那里很多的祝福以后，他感谢神，他就写出了这一篇诗篇。
Having received much of grace from King David, echo back with this song.
你可以说大卫的一生都有神的祝福。
You can say the life of David has many, many blessings from God.
大卫在他的祝福当中，第一句他说的就是
，In David's song, the first stanza is.
他说：“耶和华是我的牧者。”
The Lord is my shepherd.
大卫最宝贵的就是耶和华是他的牧者。
What is treasured in David is.The Lord is his shepherd.
也许在今天我们当中很多基督徒不体会到这一点。
Many of us still do not empathize with this.
以前我也常常安慰一些弟兄姐妹。
In the past, I encourage brothers and sisters.
当他们遇见困难的时候。
When they are in difficulties.
我就说我们要感谢神。
We give thanks to God in our difficulties.
因为我们有一个很大的靠山，就是我们的主。
Because we have a fortress, who is our Lord.
我们信了耶稣以后，我们就有主做我们的依靠。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we have our Lord as our fortress.
不像那些还不信的人。
Unlike unbelievers,
他们要靠着自己来解决他们的困难。
They have to on their own to solve the difficulties.
所以作为一个基督徒其实是很大的一个宝贵，就是我们有主做我们依靠。
So being a Christian, one of our treasure is we have our Lord as our fortress.
所以大卫一开口就说耶和华是我牧者。
So David, in his song, the Lord is my shepherd.
因为对他来讲这也是最重要的。
Because this is the most important thing for him.
你们也可以想，你活在世界上，假使你有这样一个伟大的靠山，那你还担心什么？
Imagine in your life, if we have such fortress, why are you worried?
所以我们要记得，我们信主的确据就是我们依靠主。
So that remind ourselves, the evidence we believe in God is we rely on God.
所以作为一个基督徒，假使你不信靠主的话，你就失去了那个确据。
So being a Christian, if you do not rely on Jesus Christ, then you lost your assurance of faith.
接下来我们要从反面的角度来看这个诗篇二十三篇。
We like to look at this psalm in the opposite angle.
你可以这样说，假使耶和华不是你的牧者的话，那你怎么办？
Let's think about assume if God is not your shepherd, what would you do?
第一节告诉我们怎么样，你会缺乏。
In verse one, you will be in want.
缺乏什么？
What are the things you will be in want?
在各种各样的需求上，你都会缺乏。
In all necessity, you will be in want.
你都需要自己去努力。
In everything, all to be on your own.
第二节告诉我们说，你没有耶和华的话，你会怎么样？
So in verse two, if you do not have the Lord, what will you be?
你就没有一个可安歇的水边。
You were lacking rest on the side of the stream.
你心里面没有平安。
There are no peace in your heart.
你整天忙忙碌碌了。
You hustle and bustle every day.
但是你却找不到一个安歇的水边。
But there is no rest for you.
第三点。
The third point.
假使你没有耶和华的话，你人生就没有方向。
So if without the Lord, there's no direction in your life.
因为我们有了主以后，他就用他的名来引导我们走义路。
Because we believe in Jesus and God leads us by His name.
第四节，假使你没有主的话，你会怎么？你会害怕。
For in verse 4, without the Lord, you'll be fearful.
你会害怕遭害。
You're fearful of the afflictions.
而且你也没有神的同在。
You do not have the co-presence of the Lord.
第五节。
In verse 5.
假使你没有主的话，
If you do not have a Lord,
你就不能战胜敌人。
You'll never conquer your enemies.
你就没有像这里所描写的主为你摆设筵席。
There is no such thing that the Lord will prepare you a feast before the enemies.
而且另外你的福杯永远是空的。
The cup will be always empty without the blessings.
最后一点，假使你没有主的话，
And the last one, without the Lord,
你可以说你的未来都是不确定。
You'd be sure there will be uncertainties in the future.
你不知道你的一生会怎么样。
You do not know what your future leads to.
你也不知道将来你离开这世界以后会怎么样。
You do not know where after you leave this world.
所以看了这一篇，这样来看以后，我们就知道没有主的人是何等的可怜。
So in Psalm 23, it summarizes how pitiful those who do not have the Lord with them.
当我去中国、去台湾的时候，
in my mission trip to China and to Taiwan,
中国还没有那么明显，但是在台湾到处看到每一条街都有庙在那里。
It's not very evident in China, but in Taiwan, every street has a shrine.
其实各位知道台湾最多的庙是什么吗？
Do you know what is the most the number of shrine in Taiwan?
不是妈祖，不是关公，也不是释迦牟尼。
It's not 妈祖， it's not 关公。
是土地庙。
Is the Lord of the Land.
每一个街角落都有一间土地庙。
Every corner has a shrine for the Lord, the God of the land.
我们看到这些人去拜土地庙的时候，我们觉得这些人实在是可怜。
When we saw they bow down to the God of the Lord, the soil.
土地庙到底可以帮助我们什么？
What does God of soil, the land, can help us?
为什么人会去拜？
Why people found them to worship them?
因为他们心里有渴慕，
because they have desire in their hearts.
他们得不到满足，
they're not satisfied.
他们就抓着一个他们觉得他们知道的东西去拜，
they grasp something they know and they can worship.
但是拜了这样子的土地庙以后，
but after you know, bow down and pray and burn incense to this, the God of the land.
刚刚我们在诗篇23篇所看到的，他们会得到吗？
What do we read in Psalm 23? Do they receive the blessings?
我看他们是得不到。
I don't think so.
所以他们是有渴慕的。
So they have desire.
Yeah. 可惜他们没有牧人。
But very regretfully, they do not have the shepherd.
回到马太福音。
In back to the Gospel of Matthew.
当主说庄稼熟了可以收割的时候呢，
When Jesus says that the harvest is plentiful,
在38节他说你们要求庄稼的主打发工人。
In verse 38, Jesus said that you earnest pray to the Lord of the harvest.
对这些不信的人，这些眼目所看庄稼其实是属于主耶稣基督的。
So this summarizes those who are lost really belong to Jesus Christ.
所以我们的主他是庄稼的主。
So our Lord is the Lord of the harvest.
我们称呼主耶稣基督为主。
When we call Jesus as our Lord,
我们称呼的这个主和这里所说庄稼的主是同样的一位。
So when we call Jesus our Lord, it's the same Lord as the Lord of the harvest in this passage.
所以当主耶稣看到庄稼要去收割的时候，
So when Jesus looked at the harvest ready to be reaped,
他是我们的主，我们怎么样也要把这些庄稼当作是我们的。
Because Jesus is our Lord, so when Jesus looked at this harvest, it's his, it's always ours as well.
当然我们没有办法让庄稼成长。
Because we do not have ability to let the harvest grow.
只有创造的神他才可以让庄稼成长。
Only the creator God can make them grow.
但是主在这里没有叫我们去成长。
But the Lord here does not command us to grow them.
他已经让这些庄稼成长的差不多了。
He has already made them grow.
他只要我们去收割。
He only wants us to harvest.
所以收割比成长哪一个容易？
So which one is easier, harvesting or growing?
各位，当然收割是比较容易。
Yeah, it's obviously harvesting is easier.
所以我在心里面说跟大家说对不起啊。
So in my heart, I'd like to apologize.
因为我去台湾去中国就是去做收割的工作。
Because when I go to China to Taiwan, I go there to harvest.
那只要是在教会这里呢，是要做成长的工作。
But in church is the ministry of growth.
所以对不起的意思就是我选择的比较容易做的。
So in my apology, I choose something easier.
但是反过来想，我也没有错。
But you know, even second thought, I'm not wrong.
因为我只是遵从主的命令而已。
Because I just follow God's, you know, the command.
主说要求庄稼主打发工人。
The Lord says, you know, pray earnest to the Lord of Harvest to send our workers.
所以在我们之前。可能有别人替我们祷告。
So if many people pray for us before even we left.
他祷告求神差遣我们。
Maybe they pray God to send us out.
所以我们就出去了。
And that is why we went out.
那现在呢？
Now.
要为你们当中的人来祷告。
So we pray for you among you.
也希望神差遣你们出去。
So it's our prayer that God send you out as well.
这是神喜欢的事。
This is something God's.
要请大家来看一段经文，在约翰福音的4:35-36。
Let's read another scripture. That's from John, Gospel John, chapter 4, verse 35-36.
这两段经文合在一起，就构成了一个完整的图案。
So the passage will make up the entire complete picture from previous passage.
好，请大家。听我来念，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种和收割的一同快乐。
Let's read together or just hear on reading. Do you not say there are yet 4 months? Then comes the harvest. Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest.Already the one who reaps in receiving wages and gathering fruit of eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together.
这里讲得更清楚了哈。
It's pretty clear in this passage.
So, 这个庄稼已经熟了。
That the harvest is already come.
那你怎么知道？
But how do you know it's ready?
主说你要举目向田观看。
The Lord says that you lift up your eyes.
那你会不会举目向田观看呢？
Would you lift up your eyes into the field?
再往前说，假使你认为庄稼还不熟的时候，你就不会去看。
If you do not think the harvest is ripe, you will not lift up your eyes.
所以讲一句不好听的话，我们说庄稼还没熟，对主来说是一个借口。
So if we say the harvest is not ready,It may be just how it seems.
举目看不是说只是看你今天所住的地方。
When the passage says lift up your eye, it's not only limit to the realms of our life.
也许你看我们教会，看我们所住的这个会城，你看，大部分都基督徒。
If you look at our church or you know, the surrounding of Philadelphia, maybe all you know the people are Christians.
那就问说，那庄稼到底在哪里？
Then you ask where are, who is the harvest?
他们已经熟了，早就熟了，就熟透了。
The harvest is ready and they are really very, very, very ready.
不是，主在这里告诉我们，举目来看的时候是要扩张我们的视野。
The passage really indicates that when we lift our eyes, we need to broaden our horizon.
我们要关心世界各个地方。
We care for those in every corner of the world.
特别我们要注意看现在世界哪个地方是神的工作做得特别激烈的地方。
In particular, I'll focus on the area of this world where the God's world seems to be expanding.
这你就要去研究，要去看。
This takes your effort to research.
你要去留意世界上现在哪些地方是福音传得最快，是
You get mindful and taking focus on really knowing where in this world is the area that expands the gospel the fastest.
那你就会发现那些地方庄稼真的是熟了。
Then you really point out that area, the harvest is ready.
我们在过去差不多十多年的时候，我们就开始观看了。
In our experience in the past 10 years, we started to look out.
我们到过世界好多地方。
We have, go through many areas.
我们也去参加宣教年会。
Participate in the conference or missions.
跟很多宣教士有接触。
Talk with many missionaries.
从他们当中我们就知道他们所做的地方的所工作的地方属灵的状况。
So we acquaint ourselves, from these missionaries, the status of their work.
因为我们要去寻找看什么地方庄稼真的熟了。
We are really look out for the area the harvest is ready.
我感谢神过去五年来。
So thanks to be to our God in the past 5 years.
神让我们慢慢的看到台湾就是这样一个地方。
Our vision has narrowed down to Taiwan.
就是20年前的话，
it would say that 20 years past.
那中国大陆就是这样的地方。
It will be China.
我们20多年前也去中国。
We also went to China 20 years ago.
我们也看到当地的基督徒那样子的发展。
We eyewitness the growth of the local churches in China then.
可惜我们能够参与的有限。
Is very regretful. Our participation is very limited.
我们还是每年都去中国去培训。
Even though we went to China to train the leaders every year.
但是在中国我们不能传福音。
But we are limited and not be able to share the gospel openly.
我意思不是说不能个人传福音，而是不能公开的传福音。
I'm not saying not personal evangelism, but we cannot allow to publicly share the gospel.
但是神很奇妙作为，在中国还是很多人信主。
But it is marvelous, you know, even under that situation, many people became Christian in China in that era, in that time.
但是台湾就不一样。
But Taiwan is different.
我们去台湾的时候，我们看到台湾现在是全世界宗教最自由的地方。
We can say in Taiwan is probably the most free of religions in the whole world.
台湾容许各种各样的宗教同时存在。
The government of Taiwan allows all, you know, all religions.
政府都不管。
There is no interfere from the government.
所以同时台湾有各种奇奇怪怪的宗教。
Also, there are many kinds of very strange religions in Taiwan.
但是在台湾还是有一批很忠心的基督徒。
But there are faithful group of Christians in Taiwan.
从1949年以后，
after 1949,
当共产党占据中国大陆的时候，
when the communists took over mainland China,
很多西方的宣教士被迫离开中国大陆。
Many Western missionaries are forced to leave China.
而且不止这样。
Not only this.
很多原来在中国的基督徒也离开了中国大陆，到了台湾。
There are also many mainland Christians left mainland to Taiwan.
因为他们害怕无神论。
The fear of persecution from the atheist government.
所以他们到台湾去。
So they came to Taiwan.
这一批基督徒到台湾就开始建立教会。
So they built up churches then.
他们在台湾也忠心的传福音，忠心的教导。
And they share the gospel faithfully and teach the Bible faithfully.
从49年或者50年开始50多年来基督徒的比例大概都没有增加。
So from 1950 on, for about 50 years, the percentage of Christian is really not increasing.
但是这些基督徒他们的中心他们的摆上在台湾打下很好的基础。
But those faithful servants, they really build up a good foundation in China, in Taiwan.
所以从2007年开始
From 2007,
台湾基督徒的比例就开始很明显的增加。
The population Christian in Taiwan has very obviously growing.
我们请那个帮我打一张那个台湾那个 slide 第一张，我另外一个，我下面。下面有打开的一个 file 哈。
For the statistics of Christians in Taiwan.
有一个 percentage, 对。
That's a percentage graph.
好。不 percentage, percentage.
好，第一个看不
看？哦，不是不是不是 percentage 那个。
The slide with percentage.
好。
对，这一张。
Yes, this graph.
这张以前我跟大家给大家看过。
I share this with you before.
这个资料是到2009年为止。
The statistics accumulate up to 2009.
但是我回去的时候本来想收集2011年的，但是还没有出来。
When I went back to Taiwan, I was going to take up to 2011, but it was not out yet.
但是你可以看到很明显的，从2007年开始，这个增加就是每年或者每两年差不多一个 percent。
So you can see the bar from 2007, it grows significantly.
从以前差不多3%到20074%，然后到2009是5%。
It grows from 3% to 4% and to 5%.
下一张。
The next slide.
哦，不是，就是旁边那个就好。这个增加呢，假使再仔细去看的时候呢，大部分都是在大的城市里面。
We take zooming into those growing percentage, we realize that really in major metropolitan area.
特别是几个台湾最大的城市，台北市、台中市、高雄市。
So the major city in Taiwan is Taipei, 台中 and 高雄。
最后一个是总的哈，所以不要看，所以你可以看出来总人口。跟会有的百分比来看，你可以看出来几个大城市都是超过那个平均值的。
You can see the three major cities, they really, higher than the average percentage.
基本上来讲，台北市现在已经到了差不多10%。
From statistic, Taipei is 10% Christians.
这个增加，我想不是不是没有意义，不是统计上来讲是non-significant， 应该是 significant 的，是有意义的。
This percentage growth is significantly statistically。
所以我们看到，其实神已经在台湾准备了这个庄稼。
So we know God already prepared the harvest。
当有人去向他们传福音的时候。
If they are preach the gospel to them,
就等于替神来收割。
So it means their harvest on God's behalf.
当我们在后来再去仔细看的时候，我们发现，其实城市虽然增加很快，乡镇也有增加，但增加比较少。
So that zooming into the growth, we realize that the villages, the growth is.
所谓少的意思，就是说从1% 变成2%。
When we say small, we mean from 1% to 2%.
所以还是有增加。
So even though it's small, but there is growth.
但是我们看到还有很多人不信。
But we see there are many unbelievers.
所以我们回来以后，我们就祷告，我们就开始思想，那我们怎么参与这个事工
？So it provoked our heart when I come back. You know, how do we? play our roles in this gospel sharing.
那我们感谢神，神带领我们认识了台湾工业福音团契的一些同工。
So God lead us to know the co-workers of Taiwan Industrial Evangelization Fellowship.
然后从他们口中，我们才知道，原来台湾的劳工当中信基督的很少。
From their work and from their report, we know that among the labor workforce in Taiwan, the percentage of Christians are even less.
那劳工差不多占台湾的四分之一到三分之一的人口。
The labor force about one third of Taiwan population.
好，因为时间关系，我留了一些下面再讲。神就带领我们，让我们看到说，我们要去劳工当中去传福音。
So God lead us into among them with the blue workers in Taiwan.
所以过去在台湾一个多月当中，我就开始去接触劳工，接触工厂。
So I have contact local factories in the past month.
等一下，我再跟大家再补充介绍。
In the Sunday school time, we'll share with you.
所以做一个结论。
So in summary,
去收割这个庄稼不只是一个命令。
Go and harvest is not only a command.
而且你这样做的话，对你自己是有很大的好处。
Moreover, if you do so, you really reap more benefit on your own.
我们请你再回到刚刚约翰福音第四章三十五、三十六那个 slide。
Let's go back, Gospel John, Chapter 4.
我们特别请大家注意，在三十六节这样说。
In verse 36, it says,
收割的人得工价。36.
Okay, the one who reaps in receiving wages.
积蓄五谷到永生。
And gathering fruit for eternal life.
所以各位，我们努力的为神摆上。
So brothers and sisters,
我们为了什么？我们为了什么？
We work hard.
当然，我们希望像保罗一样，将来可以得到荣耀的冠冕在天上。
Like Paul, we desire to receive the glorious crown.
但是我们都做不到保罗的样子。
We are short of Paul.
但是这一节很清楚地告诉我们都可以做到的一件事。
But in this passage, it's clear to us that everyone can do.
就是收割的人都会得工价。
Is the reaper will receive his/her wages.
这个不是世界上的工价。
This is not wages from the world.
当你在世界上收割庄稼的时候
，When you harvest in this world.
看你收割了多少
，How much you reap，
这个就是你将来在天上的储蓄。
This is your bank account in heaven。
而且这个储蓄是永远的。
But this bank account is forever。
你说有什么比这个更好的
？What is better than this？
所以我们以前常常鼓励大家说，我们教会要传福音，我们教会要宣教。
So we've been encouraging you and sharing the vision in the church that church needs to do mission.
我们不能用一种投资的眼光来看我们教会做这个宣教的事工。
We do mission not from the perspective of investment.
而且参加宣教人也不是为了生活而去宣教。
It's also not those who go out for mission work is really for their life, you know, because their lives.
因为这宣教本来就是神的命令。
Because mission is God's command.
而且当你知道你去宣教的时候，你是为你将来储蓄的时候，那你为什么不去呢？
So if you know that doing mission is, you know, is putting your savings account in heaven,Why not you go?
不过圣经是还有另外一种说法。
There is another passage in the Bible.
我们不能自己去的时候。
That we do not go just by ourselves.
就是我们跟宣教士成为一个伙伴的时候。
That we need to partnership with other missionaries.
那宣教士收割你就有份。
So we reap also the other missionaries' work as well.
所以我们希望你们代祷。
So we really train you.
用代祷来支持宣教。
In your prayers, you support missions.
也用你的财务来支持宣教。
You will also support the mission through your financial support.
因为你等于是在储蓄到永生。
Because you're saving up in your bank account.
所以各位，宣教是一个挑战。
So mission is a challenge for all of us.
因为你要做宣教，你要放弃，你要牺牲一些目前你所有的。
Because mission requires you to sacrifice some of your.
可能是你的时间。
Maybe your time.
可能是你的家庭。
Maybe your family.
可能是你的这个工作。
Maybe your job.
你就是要有一个取舍。
But there is, you know, your pick and choose.
所以这是一个挑战，不容易，对吧？
It's challenging. It's not easy.
但是这是一个好的事情。
But it is a good thing.
这是一个神喜欢的事情。
It is a thing that pleases God.
所以我们希望各位能够好好的考虑这个挑战，你能不能够去面对这个挑战。
So we encourage every one of you to see whether you can meet the challenge.
同时，宣教也是一种邀请。
Moreover, mission is also an invitation.
你可以看出，这是神的邀请，你来参加他宣教的事工。
It's God sent an invite to you to participate.
因为神已经准备好了。
Because God made everything ready for you.
你跟神同工的时候，你就一定可以做到。
When you partnership with God, you are guaranteed to succeed.
我们在祷告当中的时候，我们就常常求神让我们看清楚他的旨意。
So in our prayers, it's our foremost desire is that we see, you know, God's will in our lives.
祷告了好多年，慢慢的我们就明白，是神要在台湾兴起福音的事工。
And so it become clear to us, God raises in Taiwan for Taiwan's work.
所以这是一个邀请的时候。
This is time of invitation.
也许各位当中。有些没有去过台湾。
Probably some of you have never been in Taiwan.
也许你可能对我讲这些没有什么特别的了解。
Maybe there is no understanding for the situation in Taiwan.
但是我可以告诉大家一件事。
One thing is for sure.
就是在台湾发生的事情。
Whatever happened in Taiwan.
通常十年、十五年以后，在中国大陆就会发生。
Historically, that will repeat. China will follow after 10 years.
现在中国大陆已经开始转型。
So there's a transformation in mainland China.
过去大部分基督徒在乡村里面。
So in the past, Christians are concentrated in villages.
现在大陆的农村的基督徒数量减少了。
But the population in villages, you know, is decreasing in China.
因为年轻人都往城市里去。找工作
because the young are going to the cities for their work.
所以在未来的几年当中，大陆会很多民工在城市里面。
So we can see in the very near future that there will be many workers that in the cities.
也在工厂里面。
They're also in the factory.
他们也面对一样的问题。
They also face the same.No、
所以我们是希望在台湾所做的将来到中国大陆也一样。
So it is also our perspective, whatever we do in Taiwan will be, you know, carry on over to the world in China in, you know, 10 years later.
当神打开中国大陆宗教自由的门的时候
When government of mainland China open up the openness of religion,
那就是我们要转移从台湾到中国大陆去工作。
It will be time for us to move from Taiwan to China.
所以我相信我们所看到这些是神整个的救赎计划里面的一部分。
So it is our understanding, whatever we see is only a part of God's overall blueprint of salvation.
因为这个工业化的这个趋向。是越会往西部一直过去。
Because the industrialization, this trend is trending toward west.
我去中亚洲去吉尔吉斯去那边看之后也是一样的。
When I went to Central Asia, the Kyrgyzstan, I saw the same thing happening.
工业一个一个的成立起来。
The industry is building up one by one.
会有更多的劳工在那里。
There are many more blue workers there.
也许这是一种神安排的，让我们借着这个劳工的施工，我们可以进去把福音传开。
Maybe it's just God's way, you know, through this blue collar laborers, we can share the gospel to the Central Asia.
我们非常感谢神，他的工作让我们看到了他自己从来不打盹，他不睡觉，他自己在做工。
So we give thanks to God that we really witness God never sleeps nor slumbers.
我们真的感谢神，让我们能够参与在他的整个施工里面，能够参与一小部分。
We really give thanks to God wholeheartedly that we be able just to be a small part in His.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
今天的主，我们赞美感谢你。
Dear God, we give you thanks and praises.
因为你就是那无所不在、无所不能的神。
Because your God is omnipotent.
在世界各个地方，主啊，你都在工作。
In every corner of the world, you work.
我们也看到主啊，当你在每个地方都工作的时候。
And when you see that you work in every corner of the world.
主啊，你也喜欢我们参与，喜欢我们跟你同工。
It pleases you that you we partnership with you.
我们谢谢主，你让我们看见主啊，你的禾场已经熟了。
God, we thank you. You let us see that the harvest is ready.
我们恳求主，你真的差派更多的收割的工人去工作。
We pray that God, you send us more workers.
谢谢主，这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.